Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and making eight maniacs. That's right. It is here. Friday is finally upon us, and it is time for a rodeo weekend. I don't know about y'all, but I am raring to go. Man, I'm telling you, let's get the spurs out. Let's get the gloves out. Let's go ride some bulls and have some fun at the rodeos. We're about ready to get underway, and we've got a lot to talk about, but want to let y'all know phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Now, if any of y'all had the opportunity last night to see PBR Now on RFD-TV, we're looking for some comments on what you guys thought about it. Please feel free to either leave it in our chat room or give us a call, 646-915-9940. 9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know that you want to talk to us. I only got to see the better portion of it anyways, but there were some pretty strong comments coming out from J.W. Hart, and some of the comments in reference to what we've been talking about on our shows all week with Cody Custer's interview he did with Keith Ryan Cartwright. So, you know, it was really entertaining. Also got to hear from Miss Elsie Frost, who I have had the absolute pleasure to run into and on a couple different occasions now. And you talk about just great people. Her and Clyde are some of the best folks you will ever meet. But, yeah, if you guys had the opportunity to watch it, and I see that some of you guys may have missed it, but was certainly a great show to watch. It was actually him and Jerome Davis. That's who it was. Wow, looks like everybody in our chat room just about missed it. But I know I only was able to catch bits and pieces. But if you guys do have comments on it, please give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk and not just listen in. I'd love to get your comments about it. You know, it's been a hot topic that we've been talking about all week. One of the things, for those of you that may have missed it, was, you know, one of the biggest things I think is that J-Dub made the comment about these guys not having heart. And, you know, I can agree to a certain extent. There's just not a lot of that spark there. But anyways, going back, you know, I see the comments that are coming in our chat room in reference to the article being posted and things like that and about complaining about the size of the dressing rooms. Now, that was something that we had Rob Smith on our show yesterday, and he had talked with Cody Lambert, and that was a complaint that he had gotten was that somebody, a bull rider, had made a complaint about the size of a dressing room. And that, to me, is a little bit far-fetched. I mean, come on. You know, really, as bull riders, you're really going to complain about a dressing room? Come on, cowboy up. That's my thing. Get a grip. You know, seriously, that's ridiculous. I mean, shoot, I've changed in outhouses, you know. I've changed in porta-potties. I've changed up underneath the grandstands, just like Rob was saying. It happens. That's the way rodeos are. So, you know, these guys, that to me was just out of the ballpark. But that really was not what this whole article was about. It was really about where, you know, everybody has been wondering and asking themselves, where, you know, are the American bull riders? Where have they gone? And why are they down in the standings and you see the top four or five Brazilians, you know, up there at the top. Well, I think that this puts a better light on things. Their work ethics are stronger, you know, but I also feel like they're being coached by somebody like Adriano Moraes. So, just my opinion on things, but, you know, that and that is what it is. It is my opinion, and we all have them. As you guys know, if you listen to our shows earlier this week, we had Reese Cates on, and Reese Cates pointed out some of the concerns that they had, you know. And he did have some legitimate concerns, you know, the arena dirt, you know. More guys are getting shoulder injuries and things like that because of the type of dirt that they're bringing in there and packing down. I think a lot of it has to do with clay. You know, when a stock contractor complains, they redo it. But when a bull rider complains, they're not being heard, is what Reese was saying he felt. So, a lot of interesting things. I see a comment coming in, Miss Barr posting a great comment in our chat room right now about, you know, do you think that the big money sponsors and sponsor obligations are changing the sport and their attitudes? I do think that that could have a little bit to do with it. I really do. But I don't think that it's the entire problem either. What it comes down to is when that bull rider climbs down in that buck and shoot, it is him and that bull, and he's got to find that heart, and he's got to find that determination to win and make something happen. You can't just sit back and let something happen. Sometimes you've got to make it happen. So that's my thoughts on that. So anyways, trying to do some multitasking here, check up on my Twitter and my Facebook to see what kind of messages are coming across. And man, I've got to tell you, so many of you fans are tuned in. We've even got Lauren that's tuned in online right now, or listening to us through the phone lines. So, and I do have to make mention as well, did you guys see the pictures that we posted yesterday? You saw them on my Facebook page of myself. Man, you talk about a great day yesterday. Got to spend the afternoon just out riding my horse. And, you know, it just doesn't get much better than that. Life is so great when you can just sit out there and relax and not think about much of anything. Man, what a nice afternoon. Spent most of the day just kind of riding around the arena grounds and kind of breaking him in just a little bit. You know, he hasn't been ridden a whole lot, so... You know, it really took me to just get out there and get it done. And thank you for the comments coming in about loving the horse. That is my horse, Cowboy. And I've got to thank one of my good friends out there, Miss Jessie. She actually gave us that horse. And him and I, on the first day, just built this bond like I have never seen. I mean, this horse come over. I was sitting up on the fence in the stall. And he just come over and laid on my lap. He laid his head on my lap. Like, you know, it was just so special. And since then, you know, just that bond between us has been inseparable. So it's hard to find a good horse like that, but I sure have found it. And I got to thank Miss Jessie for that. She's done great. And could not, you know, I mean, obviously, these were originally her horses, and she couldn't keep them and just said, you know, look, if you want them, they're yours. And so it was a great storyline on that. We actually had to rescue him as well as three other horses. And we've actually got his two colts there with us as well. Have been working with them a little bit, kind of getting them halter broke, and going to give those to a good family as well. I think they're going to grow up to be some great horses. But, yeah. He is a bay colored horse, but he is a registered paint. He doesn't have spots on him like a paint normally does, but he is beautiful. I love him to death, and that's my horse, Cowboy. So, anyhow, we're going to take our first break here, guys. Got to tell you as well, if you guys see in the chat room, we've got our lovely Miss Paige Gregory going to give us our national report. Make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Never do. Fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making A Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Yeah, all right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making A Rodeo Network, and we're kicking things off on a Friday morning, afternoon, whatever the time is in your neck of the woods. We're just a few hours away, PBR, going to be live tonight, and I'm seeing some comments coming in our chat room right now. We may open up a chat box right here on making8.com. You guys can go over. We'll set up the live event center, and, well, shoot, hopefully we'll have something going there. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we'll set up a little chat room deal down there and have you guys come over, listen to the LEC, watch some of the live stats coming in, and we'll be able to sit back and chat a little bit. We'll have some fun on a Friday night. Now, I will tell you that tonight I'm going to try to be multitasking because, you know what? It's going to be cowbell time. That's right. We'll be ringing those cowbells for our Tampa Bay Rays. If you guys heard the show yesterday, you know that we're out there pulling for those guys as they take on the Texas Rangers. So all you Texas Ranger fans out there, hey, sorry about your luck, but, hey, Tampa Bay's coming to town, and I will be sporting my colors tonight. So anyhow, looks like we have our feature on Fridays. Now, if you guys have been following our show before we left, you know that we had our Nashville reports from Miss Paige Gregory. Well, guess what? They're back right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network and our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So let's bring her on. Miss Paige Gregory, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Scott?
I am doing fantastic on a Friday afternoon. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad it's the weekend.
That is for sure. So What has been going on with you in the last few months since we have not been able to hang out and talk with you at all?
Oh, my goodness. Well, a lot of traveling. Producing entertainment at a lot of fairs all over the world, like Spencer, Iowa. We produced entertainment there, and we produced all the entertainment at the Tennessee State Fair. We had the Kentucky Headhunters, Erica Lane, and Georgia Satellite. That was a lot of fun. And last night we went to a CMA country music party, which was a lot of fun. Like, a lot of the people that do the CMA Country Music Awards on TV went there and talked about how the music world is changing so much. And this week is the International Bluegrass Awards, where a lot of the bluegrass fans come in town. Hold on, Scott. I have a guy coming to my house who's putting new stereo in the car.
We got
here you go.
Park.
Yeah. No. No. Okay.
So.
And oh goodness.
Well, maybe the dog just has something really important to say here.
Yeah, she's like the house protector. But, last night we had the Bluegrass Music Awards at the Rhyme Auditorium, and the Entertainer of the Year was Steve Martin, which is really cool because he's an actor as well.
Right. Wow.
And Scott from Phil Magnolia, he's going to rehab. He has drug and alcohol problems, so I hope he gets that fixed because he's a really good singer.
Yeah. Well, so did you run into any other big names out there last night?
Oh, yeah. He's a new country music singer. His name's Frank Ortega, and he's a Hispanic country music singer, so I think that's pretty cool.
Wow.
And Manuel, he's a clothing designer for the Stars in Nashville, so it was really cool to meet different people from different parts of the country music world.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. That's cool. So has Nashville been good to you?
Yeah, Nashville has been good to me. I mean, we've had a lot of business meetings. We're working on new stuff right now, and hopefully it all goes good this year.
Good, good. I hope it does as well. I hope it does as well. So is that your Nashville report, or do you have other things you've got to throw out there to us and let us know what's going on?
That's all right now. Like, that's happening right now this week. Oh, well, we're getting ready for IEBA, which is the International Buyers Association. We're like, all the big country music stars come to perform to us and wanting us to buy them and have them play at a fair and stuff like that. So that's what we're doing this weekend is IEBA.
Wow, very cool. Well, you know, Listen, I've got to mention something to you here. Now, obviously, you know that we've relocated from Florida to the great state of Oklahoma, and very proud of you. But they brought us into this arena. And we've been doing some work out here at this arena. It's the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena. And if you ever have a go back and pull it up, and I think you will find that there's been so many musical artists, country music artists, that have been featured here at this arena. There's so much history.
Oh, that's great.
Loretta Lynn, George Jones, George Strait, Willie Carson used to play down here regularly. Reba McEntire actually got her start. She actually got recognized playing or singing national anthem at this very arena.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Well, I know who Red Steagall is, correct?
Who?
Red Steagall.
Name sounds familiar.
Okay, he's been around country music for a very, very long time. And he come down here on a regular basis. They held an annual PRCA rodeo event down here. But they also have had like a country bar that was here, had a stage set up, and the stage is actually still there. Just so much history there. But anyways, just to give you a little bit of a Nashville history here, they were doing a PRCA event, and Red Steagall was here, and they were supposed to have somebody do a national anthem. And Ken Lance, who owned the arena with his wife at the time, they ran into a situation where that person could not make it. And Reba McEntire and Pate were actually set to run in the event down here. Reba was actually set to do barrel racing. And they asked her, Ken Lance asked her if she would do the national anthem. And she did.
And that's
when
great.
She did, from there, she actually got invited by Red Steagall to go up to the National Finals Rodeo in Oklahoma City at the time and do the national anthem there. And from there, she got her record label. So,
that's awesome. Speaking of Reba McEntire, her opening act, which is Eden's Edge, I like watched them grow up to be as big as they are now. Like, I saw them at a convention in Georgia, and they were just like begging for people to buy them to have them play at their fairs and stuff. So I think it's really cool to go on tour with Reba McEntire right now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I have got to tell you, Paige, we really enjoy your Nashville reports and look forward to them every Friday if we can do it, you know.
Yeah.
I know that you're so busy out there, but we really do enjoy it and so glad to get kind of the inside scoop. Now, you know that Ada, Oklahoma is also where Mr. Blake Shelton is from, right?
Oh, I know. I love Blake Shelton, and I love his friend show, Tom's Wildlife.
Well, guess what?
Have you seen
it? I have not. I have not.
You need to see it.
But he is from right here in Ada, Oklahoma. So, like
y'all
I said.
Y'all could be like bowling partners now.
Yeah, right? So, I have been told that he has been spotted around town from time to time when he comes back home. You know, so hopefully we'll have an opportunity to run into him down here.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah, I really look forward to it, and definitely look forward to your national reports on Fridays. Kind of gets us geared up for the weekend, and,
yeah.
and kind of let us know what's going on in the country music world. And you know,
we couldn't find
anybody better than yourself. So
thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Well, you bet. Anyways, we're gonna let you go. We're gonna let you go, Paige. But we look forward to catching up with you next Friday.
You have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was the lovely Miss Paige Gregory, one of our very own Making 8 Maniacs, hanging out with us, giving us a Nashville report, and we've got to thank her for that for sure. So, anyhow, still got phone lines open, guys, 646-915-9940. If you guys had an opportunity to talk or to watch PBR Now on RFD-TV, we're definitely looking to get your questions or your comments about it. I know that it was a very interesting show last night. It was obviously very entertaining as well, as it always is. Jerome Davis, you know, and J.W. Hart do a great job, as well as Justin McBride, you know. And Justin and J.W. being traveling partners and stuff, really, they feed off of each other, just like they did when they were riding bulls. And that was something that, you know, is kind of mentioned, you know, and something that they talk a lot about, you know, we've been talking about all week, is, you know, these guys need to find that heart. And they need to feed off of each other. They need to step up and be leaders for each other as traveling partners. So, you know, it's definitely something that I think that these cowboys really need to take a look at themselves on. But I did see a great comment putting in, Miss Denise had made, you know, that this thing could really stir up a lot of controversy, a lot of things here in the off season after the PBR World Finals coming up at the end of this month. So, you know, definitely something to keep an eye out for during the off season. We'll have to stay tuned to PBRnow.com and kind of see what transpires from that. I'm very curious to see what happens. But anyways, while we still have those phone lines open, we'll see if we can't get some callers on the line maybe. Always looking to take your calls. We do have to once again give a big old shout out to the lovely. Miss Kat Johnson, of course. So also want to let you guys know, we do have a birthday wish to send out to one of our friends who's been a part of the show, Mr. Shane Hansey. And today is his birthday. If you guys have him on Facebook or you have him on Twitter, make sure to get over there and wish him a happy birthday. I do not know if he will be awake yet. Have not seen any post or anything like that from him. So maybe you guys should give him – I tried to even give him a wake-up call, and he wouldn't answer. So he is probably still sleeping. But, you know, Shane does need his beauty rest, as we have found out over time. But, yes, it is his birthday. So make sure to go out there and send him a big birthday wish. Now, today being Friday, and we are ready for the weekend. We are so excited that we are going to open up and kind of make a request hour. So during the week, all week long, or over the weekend, if you guys have requests that you guys would like to hear played right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, make sure to send them to me. Now, I've got a special young cowgirl out there that said that she wanted to hear a good song. So she sent it to me. I got it uploaded, and here it is. This one goes out to you, darling. You know who you are.
A long time forgotten, your dreams just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Really?
But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times gone. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time man. She loves him in spite of his ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter they pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving a good time man. He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time friends. And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best. This a good-hearted woman loving a good time man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter loving a good time man. She's a good hearted woman in love with a good time man. She loves me in spite of my Mickey Mouse ways. Things you don't understand.
Howdy, folks. It's Radio Announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingEight.com as we're kicking things off on a Friday, getting ready for the rodeo weekend. And seeing some great comments coming in our chat room. Looks like that Miss Gabby is asking about Glaramie Marchie. Now, I will tell you that I've seen Glaramie posting out there on Twitter. Not sure because I don't speak Portuguese, but I do believe that he is okay. I'm not sure about the finals and when he is going to be back. I do know that I think the chances of him being back anytime before the finals are slim to none. But we'll have to wait and see on those finals. But anyhow, you know, yesterday we had a great comment coming in right there at the end of our show from Miss Barb asking about Rodeo China and what happened. And to my understanding, now I've heard a lot of rumors. There's a lot of speculation about how legit this, you know, series was or this event was supposed to be, that type of thing. Last I heard that there were some issues with being able to transport the animals, the livestock, overseas into China due to the, you know, they had to be put aside, they had to be put, you know, in an area where they wouldn't be susceptible to, you know, things they could get their shots and all that stuff that they needed. So to me, to my understanding, that was the reason why they had to postpone this. They are still looking to host an event there in 2012. So we'll have to wait and stay tuned and see what's happening there. It's unfortunate because I really felt like this would be a just a spectacular event but things happen, I guess. You know, I've heard a lot of different things about it, though. I've heard, you know, that the money wasn't there. I've heard just so many different things. But the official story that I got was that it was because of the transporting the livestock over. They had some issues with that. So hopefully that answers your question, Barb. I do know that, that event would have been something spectacular for these, you know, contestants, a huge payout and that type of thing. So, you know, and Paige, that is a great question. To my understanding, they were supposed to have this thing televised or streamed online. Now, Macon 8 was also looking to see about getting that, being involved with that. However, we did not get the answers that we needed. So, you know, it is what it is, I guess. You know, we'll just have to stay tuned and see what 2012 brings and hope for the best. Obviously, we've been talking about PBRnow.com or PBR Now on RFD TV. Great segment last night. Yeah, Barb is posting back in there in reference to Rodeo China that there were the quarantine problems. You know, like I said, everything else is, to me, speculation. It's rumored, you know. Nothing that I've gotten has been official when it comes down to whether or not there were other things involved other than the quarantine process for Rodeo China. So, anyhow, I want to let you guys know a little bit of a story. I got word yesterday from a good friend of mine that you guys know him. He's been on our show. We've talked about his safety equipment, actually mentioned it yesterday even. Rodeo Safety One, Mr. Jim Lyles, has been making these crash pads for the PBR, Calgary, you name it. I mean, you know, anytime you see these new crash pads out there on these bucking chutes, in these roping boxes, a lot of them are made by Rodeo Safety One. It got brought to my attention yesterday through a good friend of mine that his wife is actually dealing with breast cancer right now. And hearing that storyline, going into the month of October being breast cancer awareness, being that what we have been talking about here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows all week long, we know that Miss Linda Wells is up in North Carolina with J.B. Mooney, and was, you know, her story inspired the PBR, just like the PBR inspired her in dealing with the breast cancer. Well, there's a similar story with Jim Lyles and his wife. Now, Jim has been around rodeos for a very long time, and you know, those stories that you hear can be so touching. Well, his wife's story has really touched me. Now, I will be wearing pink at any of my events throughout the month of October, and I'm going to be doing that for her because she is dealing with this now. And this is something that, you know, we all have got family members, friends, you know, that are dealing with this. But let's show support. Now, this was something that was brought to my attention, that Jim Lyles with Rodeo Safety One can make a cover to go on top of those crash pads on these bucking chutes. But we need your help. We would like to see if we could send a letter, send an email to both the PBR, PRCA. Now, the PRCA during the National Finals Rodeo does have a Tough Enough to Wear Pink night and showing support for breast cancer awareness. I would like to personally see these crash pads be colored in pink and showing support for breast cancer awareness. And I am asking you, the fans that are tuning in right now on Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, that when we get off air, sometime today, this afternoon, this evening, send a letter. Send a letter to the PBR. Send a letter to the PRCA. And ask them if they would be willing to support the cause that Rodeo Safety One is doing. Now, he already makes these crash pads for those events. Why not have them show a little support, maybe send a little bit of money so that way these guys can do it without the fear of not having the money to get it done and coming out of their own pocket. I know that Jim Lyles personally has come out of his pocket for so many different things, and it has made things so difficult for him and his wife, and things have been very tough on him. I think that we should show support for that. And I would personally love to see those crash pads out there. You know, they never make mention of those, really. This past weekend, there was a bad wreck where the cowboy got thrown, slammed into it, those crash pads. Had they not had that, his face would have been crushed. And Ty Murray made one mention about good thing that those pads were there, but never mentioned who they came from or what they were, you know, how they support them. I'm saying this, that they need to be recognized. I think that Jim Wiles, Rodeo Safety One, needs that recognition. They deserve that recognition. We are proud to give them that recognition, but we also need help. You know, these guys have done so much for that sport and given back so much to that sport. And I just think that with what, you know, his wife is dealing with now, what he is going through, I think that it would be a very nice gesture for them to do something like that. I will be out there wearing pink, like I said, the entire month of October and showing support for breast cancer awareness. I think it's important that we all get out there and show that support. This weekend is kicking off their event with the PBR in Charlotte. I would have loved to have seen those crash pads in pink. I really would. I think that it's something that should have been done. Unfortunately, I don't think the time frame was right. But all month long, you know, they are showing support for that. They're at the PBR World Finals. They will be showing support for National Breast Cancer and Tough Enough to Wear Pink. I think that we should get together, send them some emails, and send them some requests saying we want to see those crash pads in pink. I think that is something that should be done. They could still put the sponsors' names on it, but have them contact Rodeo Safety One in order to make that happen. I just think that it would be a nice thing, and to know that the money that they would be contributing in order to have that done would be going back to a family that is actually dealing with it. You know, that's my whole thought behind it. So if you guys get a little bit of time, please write them, write the PRCA, send them a little email, and give them that storyline. Tell them that you got word that Rodeo Safety One provides their pads for the buck and shoots and you know, support for Tough Enough to Wear Pink. You know, if they could paint those pink and get that, or get those, you know, colored pink, get those covers put on them that are pink, and showing support, and not only for them and Tough Enough to Wear Pink, but also for Rodeo Safety One, who's dealing with that themselves. So, and absolutely, Gabby's posting out there, you know, that's a great, it's a great comment too, is that the PBR is not selling their t-shirts online. You know, I think that's a mistake. I think that they should be able to raise awareness for them during the entire month of October, especially. So anyhow, that is my bit on Tough Enough to Wear Pink, Rodeo Safety One. Good friend of mine, Jim Lyles. I think that, you know, hearing that storyline and knowing what is going on there, I really think that we all need to kind of rally behind them, show them that support, just like you guys have for me and the Making Eight Rodeo Network. You know, I can't, you know, we can't guarantee it's going to go places, but that voice is something that's powerful, it's strong, and you know, you get enough of them behind it. Post it up on your website, you know, or on your Facebook page. You know, let's get people to email the PBR and the PRCA and have those pads colored pink through Rodeo Safety One. They've already got the means to do it. Those are their pads anyways. I say, you know what, let them invest a little bit of money in that to show awareness and know that it's going for the good cause. and it will, I think it will help so much more. I really do. In helping to raise awareness and raise money for breast cancer awareness. So, anyhow, I also want to let you guys know, just a little interesting story here. I got an email this morning from a gentleman with Arena of Life Ministries, and they are going to actually feature me on a storyline for their October newsletter. So you guys can look forward to that. And if we can get one of our link liaisons over here, I know that Barb had slipped out, but if we could get one of our link liaisons, Miss Emily or someone, to post a link, it's the Arena of Life Ministries website. And we'll see if you guys can't pull that up for me. It would be a great help. But you guys can learn about them, maybe send them an email, see if you can get a copy of that newsletter. But they will be doing a little bit of an article for me there. And I think that's a really cool thing. You know, it's great to be able to get a message out, and that's a great place to do it. So make sure to tune in and go check them out. And tell them thank you from the Making Eight Maniacs. Fantasy picks. Now, this is the last week for PBR Fantasy. We do have our group page there in the Fantasy League and the Maniacs group. And I'm going to let you know, it's coming down to the wire. Donna Davis is in the lead. PBR Girl is just like around 100 points behind. So it could still be anybody's week. But I'm going to let you guys know who I have picked for this weekend here for the Charlotte event. I got Valderon picked. I think that he's going to get his game right. I think he's going to put things together here in Charlotte and get the Bulls road. Looking at his first draw, he's got Far West, and I think that he could really make a good bull ride. I've got Robinson Palermo picked in Tier B, as well as J.B. Mooney. J.B., you got to pick the hometown cowboy. You really do, you know. So I went ahead and went with J.B. and Robinson in Tier B. And Tier C, now this was a little bit tricky, but I ended up going with Sean Willingham and Ryan Dirt Eater. Ryan coming off a really big win, obviously, in Wichita. I think that, you know, that's going to be a really good pick, as well as Sean Willingham. And I think they both have good bulls in the first round that could really do it. For my bulls, now I had a little bit of a hard time with this week, but I did go with RMEF Gunpowder and Lead, Immigrant, and Deja Blue Emu, Bad Medicine being my tiebreaker bull. So some of them are a little bit kind of far-fetched or a little bit out there. Maybe, you know, just the odd ones. But I need to get some big points. I'm sitting like 20th right now in our group page, so that's not good. Not that I have any intentions on winning that belt buckle that we're going to be giving away. But, yeah. I definitely need some help. So thank you for that, Miss Emily. I certainly appreciate that. Oh, and I see that PBR Girl also picked JB and Ryan. So, yep, should be a good time. Should be a really good time. We'll see how this weekend, you know, holds out. But we got about 15 minutes left in our show here, fans. Want to let y'all know, if you want to give us a call, we still got questions, comments, and it's Friday. Tell us what you're going to be doing over the weekend. Hopefully, you'll be getting out to a rodeo. 646-915-9940. We're going to take another short break, play another song for you, get you ready for the rodeo weekend. And when we come back, we'll start wrapping up the show. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Down, it's in the ditch. Wish I was just the son of someone rich. I blew $100 bills out on the road, and I'd catch me a ride to the rodeo. There's a mule deer laying by the road ahead. He ain't sleeping, he's damn sure dead. Venison frying in the blazing sun. Hand me a ride, come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hand me a ride, now won't somebody take me to the rodeo? Buzzard circling up in the sky, and he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch he'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. If he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? In a Cadillac, she got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hey, need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
That I'm your man, 'cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted, and this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, for my boots and leather and tie. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my boots are leather now. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, I look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. dock and boat ramp. Whiskey shaken, never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold on the bridge. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down another. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Rodeo Joe right here with Macon8.com and the Macon 8 Rodeo Network as we are getting things ready for a rodeo weekend. Now, I know that we're looking to try to take your calls and find out what you guys were doing this weekend, hopefully getting out to a rodeo or a bull ride near you as the season is starting to wrap up. I know that we've got fans that are going to be kicking things off and going to a few more PBR events before the finals, and hopefully we'll see a lot of you guys there at the finals as we're going to be looking to get out that way as well. But I do have to let you know this weekend, I'll be getting up bright and early tomorrow morning, heading on down to Eastland, Texas. And if you guys listened to the show yesterday, you know that Rob Smets will be down there announcing Brett Weldon is going to be coming down from Guthrie, and since he's passing through, he's going to stop by, pick me up. And we're going to hit the road, going to stop off down there in Fort Worth at the Stockyards and get us some breakfast, and then head on over to a bull ride tomorrow night. So going to be a great time. I also got word while we were doing our show here today that the CBR will be doing a – they'll be having a Friday night bull ride there at the Stockyards tonight. So hopefully maybe some of you fans can make it on over that way. Great day, great way to wrap up the week. I'm telling you, we've had some great guests. We've got some more guests lined up next week already. And just the support is rolling in, and we cannot thank each and every one of you guys enough. You guys are the reason why we're out doing this, and it's all about having a good time together with you, the rodeo fans, getting you guys closer to your favorite, you know, your favorites within the sport. Whether it be Aaron Coscarelli or your favorite announcer in Matt West, we all know that he's got to be one of the favorites. Luke Kaufman, you know, all those guys. And get to talk with guys like Reese Cates and, you know, shoot, you know, getting our Nashville reports every Friday from the lovely Miss Paige Gregory. You know, this is what it's all about. And we are so excited to be back on air. Our first week back, spectacular, and it's really because of you guys. You guys are the reason why we're here. It's all about y'all. And we want to get the word out. We want to be able to talk to you. We want you guys to be able to get a grip on what's going on in the rodeo world. So here it is. That's why we're here. That's why we're bringing it to you each and every day, Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time. You can always catch us on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Now, before I go off air, I do have to tell you that we have our cowboy logic for the day, of course. I cannot forget it on a Friday. I would just beat myself up until Monday trying to get back on air so we can do the cowboy logic. So here is your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. And we've got to thank her for that. So when you guys see her on Twitter or Facebook out here this afternoon, make sure to tell her thanks for the cowboy logic. So here it is, courtesy of our biggest little fan. Danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling too short, but in setting your aim too low and achieving your mark. So there is some great cowboy logic for you today, courtesy of Miss Melanie. And our biggest little fan, that's what we're calling her. She is certainly one of the biggest fans that we have here, yet she is one of the youngest and smallest. I'm telling you, this girl is like tiny. We sent her a small Make an Eight Maniac t-shirt a few months back, and it like swallows her whole. So, but yeah, we are glad to have her on board, and really we thank her each and every day for giving us the Cowboy Logic. I just wish I could remember to give it each and every day. That is our Cowboy Logic for the day, and that is going to wrap up our show for the week. Want to remind you guys, make sure to get out to a rodeo, show support for these guys, make sure to get over and wish Shane Hanchy a happy birthday, and hey, we're going to be back at it on Monday. Now, I will tell you that our shows, we're going to have Short Go Radio is going to be kicking off next week. We've also got our good friends over at True Cowboy Radio. They're going to be kicking off on Tuesday, so make sure to get over there. And let's show support for those guys as well. Let's sit back, talk some rodeo, talk some bull riding, and have some fun. So want to wish everybody a safe and happy weekend. Make sure to get a grip, and we will see y'all on Monday. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Make an Eight Rodeo Network.
Thanks for tuning in with Make an Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
World champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.